USA News, I'm Skip Kelly. Former President Donald Trump held two events in Iowa this week where he took shots at Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, who is still running against him. Laura Winters has that story.
Former President Trump bashing Florida Governor Republican Ron DeSantis.
I said, Ron, you're dead. You don't have a chance. You're a dead man. If Abraham Lincoln came back from the dead, if George Washington and Lincoln teamed up together and endorsed you, they couldn't do it. He said, sir, the people of Florida love you. They love you. And I believe that if you'd endorse me, I could win.
Now the Iowa caucus is coming up in about 6 weeks. Former President Trump leading in all recent polls.
Former Marine Chance Brannon pleaded guilty to the 2022 firebombing of a California Planned Parenthood clinic in Costa Mesa, admitting to throwing a Molotov cocktail at the clinic's entrance on March 13th last year. Brannon, along with two co-conspirators, had plans to target a second Planned Parenthood clinic and an LGBTQ pride event at Dodger Stadium. Brannon pleaded guilty to all four counts, including conspiracy, malicious destruction of property by fire and explosives, possession of an unregistered destructive device, and intentional damage to a reproductive health services facility. He's facing up to 20 years in prison. Police are cautioning Christmas shoppers this season about an ongoing gift card scam referred to as card draining, where thieves remove a gift card from the store shelves, gather its information, and then return it to the rack. Subsequently, when unsuspecting buyers purchase the compromised gift card, the thieves exploit the stolen card number and PIN codes to deplete its value. Authorities advise consumers to ensure the card is sealed and shows no signs of tampering. Keep receipts and, in case of fraud, contact the company and take a picture of the card with its serial number and codes for reporting purposes. I'm Skip Kelly, USA News.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Since the Gaza ground operation began on October 27th, Israeli forces have discovered 800 shafts leading to Hamas's extensive network of tunnels and bunkers, destroying more than half of them, according to the military. The Palestinian Islamist group claimed to have a network comparable in size to the New York subway system, with tunnels serving as operational bases. These tunnels have become prime targets for Israeli airstrikes, using penetrating munitions and advanced technologies to locate and destroy them. The tunnel shafts were located in civilian areas, many of which were near or inside civilian buildings and structures, such as schools, kindergartens, mosques, and playgrounds, according to the military in a statement on Sunday. Sandra Day O'Connor, the pioneering first woman to serve on the United States Supreme Court and a steadfast advocate of moderate conservatism, passed away on Friday at the age of 93. In this interview with NBC News, she reflected on being the first female on the high court.
It's thrilling, in a way, to be the first to do something, the first woman to ever serve on the court. But it's dreadful if you're the last. And if I didn't do the job well, that's what would happen.
The Supreme Court, in a press release, revealed that O'Connor died in Phoenix due to complications arising from advanced dementia and a respiratory illness. In 2018, she disclosed her diagnosis of the initial stages of dementia. I'm Skip Kelly, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.